I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we're very happy to welcome today to our studios Ingeborg von Agassi. And great to have you back, Ingeborg. I think last time you were here, it was a homegrown session as well.
Yeah, it was. It was exactly 2 years ago.
Yeah.
On Friday of Homegrown Week.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also hot out like it is today.
Was it?
Yeah.
I keep thinking that, you know, most homegrowns I've been to, I remember like going home to get long underwear and rain. And so I'm thinking, this is so great. It's warm. I'm glad that we've had other warm ones that I just don't remember. Have you been enjoying homegrown so far?
Yes, I have.
You were out and about last night,
yes.
I think you told me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun. Well, we're really happy to have you back here. You put out your new album, Oh Bringer of Dreams, right?
Oh, Giver of
Dreams. Giver of Dreams. Thank you. I usually have it right in front of me. I didn't do that today. And that was a few months ago. And,
yep.
And we missed the opportunity to have you. And so I thought, you know what? We need to have her in. We're going to bring her in during homegrown.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
So I'm really excited that you could be here.
Thank you.
We'll talk more about the album, but you have a show coming up tomorrow night at Blacklist. And what time is that show?
I play at 11:30 p.m.
All right. So Ingeborg's going to be performing 11:30 p.m. tomorrow night at Blacklist. Well, why don't you get started with a song, then we'll come back and chat a little bit about the album and what you've been up to since your last year.
We're shining on the sun.
That's Ingeborg von Agassi live from Studio A, and one of her tunes from her new album, O Giver of Dreams. Where did the and the name is in the beginning of that particular tune?
Yes, it is.
And how did you decide to make that the album title?
You know, it just seemed right. It just jumped right out mm-hmm. at me. That's the name of the album. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're an artist and as well, and you did the artwork for the album cover, which is also quite beautiful.
Thank you.
And so you had those songs, because you said you were here a couple years ago.
Yep.
And you had some of those songs for a while, and you lived with them for a while. And what was it? I know that you're a person that you kind of want to do things a certain way. I get that impression.
Oh, yeah.
About you. Yeah. Was that kind of, so you wanted to do the album in enough time to make sure it turned out the way that you wanted it to turn out?
Yeah. I mean, it was just, this album is the most important piece of art I've ever made. And, like I spent 10 years, collecting a lot of the stuff. Some of the stuff that's gone into the album, even just little song ideas, some of them are really old, like 10, 12 years ago. Some of them, one particular song, the melody for Sun Beats Down, I recorded here in the KUMD hallway, this hallway in the practice room, on a little cassette tape recorder.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I went to school here a long time ago.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what was your question?
Well, you know, like, I know that you, as we were setting up, you said, I'm kind of particular and I don't mean, and I don't think that's a negative anyway. I think some people are like that. I can be like that as well.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering if that's mm-hmm. part of what, you know, cause it seems like, you put a lot of time into this album, it can be either way. Some people put out an album really quickly just because they want to have something out there, but then other people take a little more time because they want to present yep. themselves in a certain way.
I just wanted to be proud of every song on the album, every single song. I mm-hmm. wanted to be able to stand on its own. And, I feel that I've successfully done that. I feel very happy. I mean, if you go to my YouTube channel, there's a bunch of songs on there that aren't on this album. And there's a bunch of songs that I've performed in my live set that aren't on this album. And so I feel like I distilled, down to the essential songs that I wanted to share.
Mm-hmm. And you produced the album yourself.
Yes.
So that's great. So you got to have it sound the way you want it. Yeah. She did it her way. Uh-huh. Yes. well, tell me about that process.
Sure. So I recorded the album myself. I had my laptop computer, an Apogee interface, a vocal mic. That's it. Oh, and I used Logic software. Yep, I did it all myself. And then I had nice. Adam Krinsky of St. Paul mix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him on that, too. We worked very closely on that and took a lot of time finalizing the mix.
Mm-hmm. So you've had some of these songs for a long time. And so when you came to, you know, you're coming to that point where you're going to crystallize them in time, like this mm-hmm. is a version of them. Mm-hmm. How do you know when it's done and when this is what you're ready to let out into the world?
Well, I'd like to say something more romantic or eloquent, but when I get just totally sick of working on it, that's enough.
Well, because, I mean, you can infinitely tweak things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so, I just, you know, it's a feeling that mm-hmm. you just know. That's what I went to UMD for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I eventually quit that and did nothing for a long time. I sang and played guitar for a long time.
And you still do occasional
yep,
guitar
I do.
Performances,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I think what I was curious about, so when you started, because, you know, you did play guitar and you did write songs before, mm-hmm. But suddenly you had this tool that mm-hmm. was different, and your songs are so layered.
Oh, yeah.
And
so, yeah.
And so how you put them mm-hmm. together and how you started doing that.
That was when I discovered GarageBand on my computer. Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. I was going to UMD, and I discovered that I had GarageBand on my computer and that I could make overdubs, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever, and that's how I started. I just wanted to produce my own music.
Mm-hmm.
And also why I kind of quit the classical music world. I thought, you know, classical composers write all this music. It's kind of sad, actually. They write all this music. It's just such fine, high quality, thorough music. And no one will ever hear it. It's literally on paper. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's not what I want to do. I want to make music that you can actually hear in the air. Mm-hmm. and enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there still, because now that you say that, I can see how there's a little bit of classical influence in what you do. Mm-hmm. And are there particular composers, artists that really spoke to you when you were on that path?
Some of the minimalistic composers, mm-hmm. Like Terry Riley, John Adams, Philip Glass.
mm-hmm.
Everyone's heard of Philip Glass.
Yes,
and if
yes.
they don't know it. when I was a teenager, I loved Chopin.
Mm-hmm.
And Chopin, I was pretty obsessed. I had a picture of him on my wall. So, and he was a composer of piano music, primarily.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. So that was something that you loved.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going about putting together a song, how do you start out? Like, what's the first bass layer of what you do?
A chord progression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
yeah, it's different for a lot of different songs. When I have the most fun, it's when I just go to my rig here and I loop a chord progression, an improvised melody, improvise a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I'll grab lyrics that I've written elsewhere and just see if they work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most fun.
And just have fun mm-hmm. with it. And so, you've been carrying some of this material and performing some of this material for a long time. What's the newest thing on the album, would you say? Just out of curiosity.
Oh,
just
the newest
curious.
Thing on the album is the final track, Will You Go?
Mm-hmm.
That's a song I wrote in the closet as I was finishing up the album. I had other songs that I've been working on that I had performed. That was a song that I wrote. As I was recording the album.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never performed that one live.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you think you will at some point, or is there a reason?
I don't know. I thought it would be fun to do, to get someone to play accordion, and get a couple other vocalists to join me
mm-hmm.
on the harmonies for that one.
Nice. Do you hear, hear that in your head when you're playing it? Like, do you hear other things that could be in there?
Oh yeah. Constantly hearing mm-hmm. different parts and, always wanting to make a different arrangement, a new arrangement mm-hmm. for any song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's hear another one, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more. What do you want to do next?
The next song I'm going to do is What's Wrong With Me.
That's
That is Ingeborg Vanagasi live from Studio A. And one thing that I really find interesting about you, Ingeborg, that, you know, you are very serious about what you do and you're, you know, you are particular about what you do, but you have such a playful sense about you in your music and in your art. And it's such an interesting contrast to me. Is that, do you think that's a kind of an accurate picture of your personality?
I have heard that a lot. yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm very particular and very serious about what I'm doing. But I also think that having playfulness and a sense of humor is extremely important, to it all.
And there's so much of that in your music, and you have, there's even kids on some of your songs.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And so who are they? Who did you rope in?
On the track Sunbeats Down in the intro, that features my niece, Gabby, and then in all the chaotic talking at the end of that song, that's her. But otherwise, I don't know if I should tell anyone this, but all the rest of the kids is, that's all me.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
It's a little secret. Yep.
Well, now all the people that are listening know. Just you, me, and, you know, all the people that are listening right now are in on the secret. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of fun. So you kind of played with your voice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really fun, actually.
It is.
And then some of your songs, you know, especially the ones that kind of reference Duluth and, you know, they're just fun and mm-hmm. playful. And I just love that about them.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then some of them, you know, like that last one seems a little more, you know, not as whimsical, but still the sound of it, even if you're singing about feelings or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that one is about, you know, it still just kind of has that sound to it, kind mm-hmm. of a little bit of a whimsy in there.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know what wasn't that one inspired by?
What was the
song that you just said? It seems kind of what's wrong with me, that one.
Oh, what was it inspired? I mean, it's constantly saying what's wrong with me throughout the day.
As we all do. I mean, it seems kind of universal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time I lose something,
mm-hmm.
Which is...
I'm nodding. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All of us who don't have our act together.
Right.
Can we send that one out to all of us who don't feel like we have our
mm-hmm.
act together? Well, do you feel like you have your act together musically these days?
Do I have my act together?
I feel like you've been doing more stuff. You did a really nice performance with Lo at Sacred Heart. They were using the organ
mm-hmm.
Up in the balcony, and then you got to perform up there. And it felt like the audience really was in. It was like they were a perfect audience for what you do.
Okay, cool. Yeah. There's a lot more things that I would like to be doing musically, to be mm-hmm. honest. And I'm going to start here. I'll just say it now. I'm going to start posting videos again.
Nice. Because you did that for a while, and that's kind of how people started to get to know you.
Yeah, and I really want to post songs that aren't perfect. You know, like when I'm making my album, you know, I worked so hard on an end product that I'd be proud of and not have regrets about it. So I'm going to start posting some videos that are, you know, more fresh ideas. I'm still working out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, yep.
Is that an easy thing for you to do, to kind of be vulnerable like that?
No. I have caught glimpses of some of the videos I put up 2 years ago, and it was extremely difficult to get myself to do it then, and I cannot bear watching them. but I hear other people watch them. it's quite... challenging
mm-hmm.
to put myself out there. Yeah.
And that's probably partly why you do it.
Yeah.
Because you need that little
yeah.
push up for mm-hmm. yourself to free yourself from that, mm-hmm. I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, your album was very well received. Got a great review in the News Tribune,
yeah.
and that must have felt pretty good.
It felt awesome.
After
I was just driving back from the cities. I had my Ice House show the night before on a Wednesday night, and then Thursday morning that review came out, and I had a bunch of texts on my phone, and I didn't know what they were talking about, but I knew it was good, and so I
mm-hmm.
I actually came back that day, like I was back in Duluth at like 11 p.m. and I went I was painting for like the next 5 hours for my art show that was the same evening.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was nice to be able to ride that high of having this nice praise and yeah, so it felt good.
Nice. Oh, and yeah, I'm glad you mentioned your art show because that was such a delightful part of the opening. You're also an artist. Your artist is so colorful and fun and whimsical, just, you know, like your music. And I loved that you had some of them, a lot of the paintings tied into your songs, and would some of them even had, you know, lyrics quoted on them.
That oh, way. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my intention was to have it involve my lyrics more, and that never happened, but it may happen in the future. My artwork is, you know, I did art for a long time, and I tried to be more serious about it, but I felt like a lot of those paintings, like from like 5-10 years ago, I just thought, you know, if I'm going to paint, I want it to be total fun, and so that's... I'm trying to do that. I just want to have fun when I'm painting.
Well,
period.
And like, it shows. They're so colorful. Yeah. And you do these little characters.
Yep.
And for a while, I think it was on Instagram, you were posting like a different little character every day. And you just, well, who is that person? They're so, yeah. So if you haven't followed Ingeborg on Instagram, I highly recommend that. You will see some colorful, wonderful art on there from time to time. And where else can people find you, Ingeborg, on the web?
Oh, they can find me on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. I'm Inge Von Agassi on Twitter, and I got a website, ingeborgvonagassi.com, if you can figure out how to spell that. You type in Ingeborg, it should pop up.
Yeah, just do the Ingeborg part, and you'll probably find it from there. Well, so you said, you know, you want to do more stuff musically, and you have been living with a lot of these songs for a long time, so sometimes the... I'm not asking, are you going to put a new album out any soon, but anytime soon? Because that is kind of a silly question. But do you have new stuff that's kind of germinating?
I do have new stuff. Yes. I really want to put another album out next year, for sure.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Keep the momentum going.
And you have, how's the, you know, how much material do you have for that now? Or is it something you have to work on?
I have material. I mean, it's generally there. I have a handful of completely finished songs. I know exactly how they're going to be produced, how they're going to be arranged. And then I have about half of it. It's totally up in the air. I'm not sure what it's going to sound like. But I have the name picked out. It's Mind the Keeper. So there, you have my title.
All right. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
Sure. I'm going to wrap up with Runchkin Love.
Thank you.
That is Ingeborg von Agassi live from Studio A. I just was sitting there closing my eyes listening to all the little layers going on in that song. It's so fun.
Thank you.
And I also, I had forgotten, I love that first line. I plucked my eyebrows to the shape of pity and despair, and you had that in one of your paintings.
Yes, I did.
And that I just love that line.
Thank you. Yep.
Very, very sharp writing there. Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
And Ingeborg von Agassi is going to be performing tomorrow night at 11:30 at Blacklist for the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival. Is it your, how many festivals? This is your second one?
This is my third
one. Or third one. Yeah, that last year. I forgot about that. Well, wonderful. Hopefully I'll have a chance to stop by.
Yes, thank you.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen. And Adam Reinhardt, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.